Views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Climatech of Professional Air.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Travis Thompson, our guest for this half hour from Climatech of Professional Air. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Good. So fall's here, winter's approaching. What should homeowners be thinking about?
Well, it's here for sure. It felt great this morning. I think it was 61 when I got up this morning, so it felt amazing.
Yeah, good
dry weather too. No moisture in the air. This is the time of year we kind of concentrate, try to go back to maybe some duct system problems that we saw when it was hot. You know, the attics in existing homes are not impossible to work in, but it makes things a lot more difficult. It's not safe in a lot of cases. And then when it is, the only way to make it safe are a lot of breaks. So it takes a lot more time, a lot more labor involved. So if we can find a duct situation that we can fix later, this is the time of year we try to go back and do that kind of stuff. So if you've got anything that's been bugging you as far as airflow goes, and we hear these complaints a lot, and people, I guess, just kind of get used to it and live with it. But say a master bedroom that just doesn't cool like the rest of the house, or one side of the house gets a whole lot hotter or a whole lot colder than the other side of the house, anything like that, typically we find is a duct-related problem. And in some cases, it's a very simple fix, and in other cases, it's a very complicated fix. It just depends on what's up there and what's been done by the contractor before as to what it takes to really fix it. Going through a house right now for a gentleman out on the beach, and you know, it had a really bad duct system that had been kind of butchered for years. And we found some surprises in the duct system that was there that they had totally missed. But it's all getting redone, doing a totally new duct system in that house, just because we've actually got the weather we can do it in, get up there and take it out and start over. So this is the time of year we'd like to do that kind of stuff from now through the winter. It just gives us access to what I really consider to be the heart and soul of the system, which is the ductwork. And in most cases, we find that the systems don't really have as much problem as the duct system causing problems for the system. You know, if your AC system can't breathe, it's either going to malfunction or it's not going to run as effectively as it should or not as efficiently. So all of those things are affected, because everything in your AC system is based on airflow. And if you're not getting that airflow, your system's not doing what it should. So a lot of times we find things relating back to the duct system is the problem, because it's kind of the last thing people want to look at and the last thing that people really want to deal with, because it's a pain. You know, it's not any fun to get up there and have to crawl through that stuff, but it's the reality of what we've got. So we do our best this time of year to try to concentrate on it and get as much done as we can in the cooler weather.
Sometimes when the air kicks on, people can launch into sneezing fits, and that can be part of the duct system too, right?
It can, because if a duct system gets leaks in it, it's not necessarily just that you're losing air out of your duct system. The problem with that is, let's just say for round numbers, if we've got leaks in our duct system and we're leaking out 100 CFMs, whatever it might be, those 100 CFMs are getting pulled in from the rest of your system from somewhere, whether it be from your attic, from a basement, from outside. It's going to get the air because it's simple math. If it's sucking in 1,000 CFMs and it's only getting back 900, it's going to keep sucking in 1,000. So we're getting it from places we don't want it. And that's where we get higher dust buildup, humidity problems, whatever it might be. And then in some cases, if the leak is in a right spot in the duct system, you can actually be sucking air in instead of blowing air out, and you could be sucking air straight out of your attic into your house. So all these different things kind of come into play, and it definitely causes indoor air quality issues, which is what you would be sneezing from. I've got to go look at one this afternoon. They believe that the daughter's had some pretty bad reactions to mold, and she moved off to college, didn't have the issue, came back home, had the issue again. So now we're like, what's going on? So we're going to go over and tear into the duct system, make sure everything in that looks okay. Then if we have to, we'll go on into the house and see, get some people involved to do some testing and things like that. So all of that stuff is kind of, I guess, first and foremost, this time of year is either getting your unit ready for the heating season or checking ductwork, because that's just a great time to do it.
What's all involved in the testing process?
Testing as in the mold.
Testing the system and testing for mold. And
well, the first thing I like to do is visually look at it. So we get up and actually cut into the ductwork where we can get, you know, cameras and lights down in there and look, see if everything looks okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we look and it looks perfectly fine. So there's really no need in going any further. Visual inspection to me is always the first and foremost thing you want to do before you just start tearing stuff apart.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Travis Thompson, our guest for this half hour from Climatech, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions. Air purifiers, do you work with those as well?
We do. Yes, sir. Whole house is what I like to do with. Room-by-room ones I'm not really a big fan of because I just don't think they're nearly as effective. But we do have multiple ways to clean the air throughout the house. So we attach them to the ductwork, and that way we can either capture all of the dirt and dust coming into an air handler, or we can treat everything leaving the air handler, or we can do both. In a lot of cases, doing both is kind of the best case scenario, but you know, every house is a little different. Sometimes you don't have room to put some of the things that we sell. So we may go one way or another depending on what the situation is.
Okay. Going back to the duct systems, so I would imagine vent sizes can sometimes impact the airflow.
It can. Every vent is more or less rated for a certain amount of air to come out of it. And in a lot of cases, we'll go in this house in particular on the beach, and without even seeing it, I knew they had reported back to me how many grills were in the house, and I knew what size unit we had. It didn't have enough grills, so we have to get the amount of airflow that we need. And if it's not done properly on the initial build of the house or the initial install, nobody really knows or looks into it. So It definitely can make a big difference. If you don't have enough grills the right size in the house, you don't have a chance of getting the right air through the system. And then the system just kind of gets choked. It'll run, but it'll cause problems for the compressor. It'll cause moisture problems. It'll cause all kind of issues.
So if that is undersized, that is something that's actually fixable. You can go in and change.
Yeah, in some cases. Now, if the overall duct size, the trunk line that feeds from the unit is not big enough, you kind of got to start from scratch there. You got to start the whole thing over. But a lot of times what we'll see is the ductwork coming off the unit may be big enough, but it doesn't have enough branches or enough outlets in back into the house. So in that case, we can just add more outlets.
Okay. So I understand that you work with all brands of equipment. So it's not just maybe a certain vendor that you're partial to.
We repair,
you work with everything.
Yeah, we repair everything. Now, when it comes to selling, we have brands that we prefer. We're an American Standard dealer. And that's the brand I prefer. But you know, there's other options. And if we need to go there, depending on budget scenario, whatever it might be, we can sell other things. That's just the one that I've had the most trust in and the most luck with, and I've got the most best support with, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I understand that December, somebody just told me recently that December is a high humidity month in Florida. So what kind of solutions do you have for humidity controls inside the house?
A lot of different ones, really. You can do humidity control with a separate dehumidifier. And in some houses, in some cases, that can be needed. For example, we've got several that have condominiums, and the condominiums are built extremely tight. So the problem with that is when you have a building that's extremely tight, the humidity outside, when it cools off, typically goes down because the cold weather typically brings drier air. If the humidity inside can't go down with it, meaning there's not enough air transporting from outside to inside, so if you've got a really tight structure, that humidity may be at, let's say, 55%. That's not necessarily bad. But if that window on the outside of the house drops down to a cold temperature, say 40 degrees, we start to meet dew point. Then we start to get water on the inside of our windows, and I've seen it ruin curtains and ruin window seals and things like that. So in that case, an extra dehumidifier may be needed to actually pull the humidity down in that space to make sure we don't get that moisture on the windows. If you do have an AC system, when we're actually pulling humidity out of the house with an AC, if it's not pulling enough out, you may have to have an extra dehumidifier. The variable speed systems we sell really take care of the air conditioning portion of taking humidity out of the house. They can't do much when it needs to be taken out when it's cold outside, because if you don't need AC, you can't take moisture out without a dehumidifier. So a couple different ways to do it depending on what that scenario is and what you need.
Okay, what can a homeowner do to reduce humidity?
Well, there's a few things you can do even with a current system. current systems, the fan speed settings can adjust how much humidity can be taken out of the space. If the AC system is oversized by quite a bit, that's where you kind of get into a sticky issue, because if it's oversized too much, there's really not much you can do about it other than put the correct size unit in. And that's a lot of times a hard discussion to have with a homeowner, because they don't, and nobody wants to go down an AC size. They always think it's not gonna work out. Mm-hmm. So you almost have to go in and kind of prove to them how it works. But you know, if that AC is cutting on and off too quickly, it's really never taking humidity out of the space. So you've got to have runtime to remove humidity, and that's one thing that we always run into. And then the other one would be if you've got one of these scenarios where you just needed dehumidification when you don't need AC. That's figuring out, do you have room for a dehumidifier? Where can we put it? Things like that. So, but your fan speed is one of them that could be done without having to do anything major that can make a slight difference in how much humidity you've got in the house.
Okay. I know that you also do AC repair and replacement. Talk to me about that.
That's correct. Any repair, residential, like commercial, we do quite a bit of that. Replacement's something that it depends on what the customer's looking to do. We do some replacements for energy efficiency. You know, the unit that's in the house now may be running, power bills are through the roof. Maybe they got a moisture problem, just like we just discussed. So we can replace that unit with one that'll do a much better job of removing humidity. We've done it for people that just wanted a quieter AC system. They were just too loud. But then our demand goes up in the summer because a lot of failures lead to replacement. You know, if you've got a unit that's 15, 20 years old, you may need to replace it if your compressor goes out, because you don't want to spend $2,000-$3,000 on compressor replacement if you've got a system that's already well beyond warranty and half worn out. So those are other reasons that would lead to replacement.
Okay. You had mentioned the loudness of the system, and mm-hmm. that's kind of interesting, because we have a system in our house closing in on 10 years, mm-hmm. and every time it starts, it sounds like a jet engine taking off. And
right.
How does a homeowner know if something's too loud and maybe needs to be addressed versus that's just the way the system's going to sound?
It doesn't cost you anything to have us come out and look at it. Mm-hmm. You know, if that's what your complaint is, you're not calling in a service call that something needs to be repaired, I can come out and look at situations like that, because sometimes it's really tricky. You know, if the unit's sitting right beside the Lazy Boy, it can get tricky, you know. It's just kind of a bad placement in the house. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't make quieter systems and there may be a better option, but I never want to lead somebody down the road to believe something's going to be silent. If I see that scenario, I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, hang on now. We got to realize we got a machine running right next to your head. Consults is the best way for us to look at that kind of stuff, because there's usually multiple ways to do it. And that's something that every house being different, you just have to come out and look at. So we don't charge for those kind of things. If you just want a consult and you want to know whether it's moisture problems we just talked about, or this room won't get hot or cold, or whatever it is, you don't have to call in a repair service ticket and have somebody charge you to come out. We'll come out at no cost, have a consult, sit down, talk to you about your house, your scenario, and give you whatever, you know, whatever we think's best for your home.
Mini splits are always a hot topic when you come on the show here. So mm-hmm. tell me about when a mini split is appropriate to have.
The best case scenario for mini splits is when you've got a single area to heat and cool. That's when they're very cost effective, because they just don't have a lot of cost to cool one room. They can be very effective when you've got a situation where there's no room for ductwork, because they don't require ductwork. So that gives us an option there. A lot of outbuildings and things like that, where you're really not wanting to keep things cold or hot, but you're just wanting to store stuff that you don't want to get rusted, or papers you don't want to get mildew. A small mini split can keep the humidity down in a space. So they're really just about endless at the possibilities for it. Now, some cases I think you're better to have a central system, and some cases better for a mini split, but there's a lot of different scenarios for a mini split. Even say you've got somewhere you want a drastically different temperature than the rest of the house, that's a great spot for a mini split. I think we talked about it before. Let's say you want to sleep really, really cold in your bedroom. Don't run your whole house down to 70 degrees or 68 degrees. Put a mini split in the master bedroom, save you a bunch of money on your energy bill, and give you another backup cooling source. So those type things, I mean, I probably could sit here and talk all day about the different uses you could have for mini splits, because they're pretty endless.
Mm-hmm. Travis Thompson, our guest from Climatech, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions, do you also offer maintenance plans?
We do. Yep, we do. This is actually the time of year that you'd want to look at doing maintenance on any system that you're going to require it to be heating here soon. So making sure those things are ready, making sure those things are running like they should be, as clean as they should be. This is the time to do it. And we do. We offer maintenance plans, whether, you know, kind of customize them to you, however you want to set them up, once a year, twice a year, four times a year, whatever you need us to do. This is the time of year to get your stuff maintenance and get it ready, because right now you really just about don't need either one. But that's going to change pretty quick. I think we've even got 50s coming up here by the weekend.
Oh, wow.
What it said.
Yeah, absolutely. So senior and military discounts, are those things that you offer as well?
We do. We do offer both of those, and as well as financing on even large repairs. If you needed to finance, you could do that. But we've got financing options on all the systems that we sell. So that's something we've tried to make really easy to do. It's an online process, so that's also easy. But yes, we've got all the discounts available for seniors and military.
Okay. Winter is coming up, as you mentioned. Talk to me a little bit about the furnace repairs that you do.
Yeah, furnaces, heaters are something that we don't see a lot of gas furnaces here, but we do have our fair share. And furnaces are just something that really keeping it clean can make a big difference, because they tend to rust, and you want to make sure the burners are clean and burning like they should be. It's also something that you want to make sure that your flue pipe, that you know, all the poisonous gases those things make, get out of your house. We want to make sure that's clean and is getting out of your house. It's actually, it's sad, but the thing that hurts people more with gas furnaces, people are always scared of gas because it's flammable. That's not what typically hurts people with gas furnaces. It's the flue pipes not being piped properly, and people dying in their sleep, or animals getting killed. And it's really, really preventable. It just has to be checked and maintained and make sure that your gas furnace is exhausting like it should be.
Talk to me about the investment a homeowner can make in helping prevent some of that too.
Well, that's the homeowner's maintenance is the biggest thing, because not only for a safety reason we just mentioned, but when you maintain your system, you're going to keep the efficiency that system was designed to produce throughout the life of the system, or at least keep it a lot closer. A lot of times we find coils that are just stopped up and it's not running the air through it that it should. Therefore, your efficiency starts to fall off year after year after year. And then we see people that may change a system after it dies, say it's 15 years old, and they change the system and they're like, man, I've saved a ton of money. I should have done that before. Well, if it would have been maintained better, you wouldn't have seen such a drastic difference. You know, the systems today are more efficient. But a lot of times we see the old systems just basically get choked out because they haven't been maintained. So, you know, maintenance is one thing you can do. The other thing you can do is obviously a replacement with a high efficiency system. High efficiency systems not only give you the comfort, the low noise level, the humidity removal, all those great things, but they dramatically can reduce your power bill, because your AC is typically 60% or more of your utility cost. So if you can reduce that, your house is more valuable if you sell it, because everybody's looking, you know, nobody wants to buy a house that has a $600 power bill. So reducing that power bill is going to automatically add that benefit to your house. So, and not only put money in your pocket if you're not going to sell it. So all of those things matter. Utility costs go up, you know, all the time. So if we reduce the amount we're using, it's going to be exponential down the road as to how much we save.
Okay. Do you also offer emergency repair services?
Oh, yes. Anytime. 24 hours. We've got that set up. So if you call, you'll get somebody.
Perfect. All right. So how do people schedule like a consultation with you?
Just call. You can do it online. You can go to climatechproair.com and request it there through our service tab. You can just request it right there. Or you can call. If you call 850-857-4700, you can talk with a lady there, and she'll have me call you back, or whoever, depending on what you need.
Okay.
That's my preferred method, but I'm old.
Financing, is that something that you offer too?
Oh, yeah. Yep, for everything.
And for what? I was going to say for everything. Okay.
Yep, you can do it. Even, like I said, major repairs, or even you can finance those if you need to. So we've got all that set up and tried to make that super easy.
Okay. What is Climatech's service area?
We run everywhere. I'm wanting to say inside the listening area for sure, because we run down Navarre, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pace, Scambia County, Perdita Key, all those areas. And I think that's about what you guys cover.
Okay. How big is the team?
We've got 20 So we've got commercial guys and residential guys. We've got a total of 20 office staff and everybody together. Mm-hmm. A lot of the guys are strictly commercial guys that work on schools, building, you know, commercial buildings, and then others are on residential, and we've got some that are kind of doing both.
Okay. Let's kind of wrap up the discussion today talking about air filters. That's always a hot topic with people.
Yeah. That's one we get to get into quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Filters are something you just need to make sure you're maintaining. You know, every house is, again, a little bit different. But filters are something that we're seeing people want to go more and more. You know, there's a push through the media and everything else about better filters, better filters, better filters. And that's great. We're okay with that. But if you go better filter, meaning it's going to stop more dirt, it also stops more air. So we've got to have more filter. The better the filter, the bigger it's got to be. And that's something that doesn't get discussed. You know, we just look at it, go out, buy what we got, stick it in the hole, and then we'll get calls from customers. You know, it's sucking my filter through the rack. What's going on? And that's what's happening. That's the air trying to get through that filter that's so restrictive that it can't pull it through it. So if you want a better filter, again, doesn't cost anything to call. You can even talk to us about this on the phone, because with a few simple questions, I can get to kind of where you need to be with that filter. Mm-hmm. And we can discuss what you've got so that you don't mess up your system by adding a filter that's too good for the area that you've got. You know, if we've got options, we can add more area. Then you can put a great filter in it. It'll do a better job for your AC system. Everything works better. But it's just not really discussed that when you go to that better filtration system, you need to get bigger filtration system. And if you're taking out a 24 by 12 filter and throwing it away and putting in a better one, you just reduced your airflow. So you got to go bigger if you're going to do it. Now, in some cases, we see the area is big enough to add a bigger filter without having to worry about that. And that's okay. Again, it's a pretty easy thing to come up with. We just have to know the size of the unit and the size of the filter, and we can come up and basically just tell you, you know, can you go bigger or better or not? Mm-hmm. So that's a discussion we have quite a bit.
How often should people be changing out their filter?
Again, that changes. Recommendations once every 30 days. You know, when you get your power bill, change your filter. Mm-hmm. But being honest, I've got situations where some houses can go a couple of months if they've got a big enough opening. They may go a couple months, even 3 months. And then depending on the season, as of right now, you know, your system's probably not running. You may go 2 months right now. But if you regularly do it every month, you don't forget. It's real hard to think about it if you don't have a set time to do it. But I've checked them before, and they've been okay, and I've let them go another month. Just depends on the season and kind of what's going on in your house, too. You know, you get a lot of – this is the holiday season coming up not too far. We'll start to get a lot of people in our homes. People bring in dust and all that stuff too, so that can actually make it a little faster than you would think. So kind of got to keep an eye on it, get a feel for your house, because I've seen houses go 2 weeks. Just depends on what's going on in the house.
Well, and people have pets too, so yep. That might be contributing to it.
Pets make a difference. Pets that go in and out, of course, do a lot more than pets that stay in or stay out. People coming in and out makes a big difference. Duct systems that have leaks in them may not know what's going on, but those leaks in the duct system are bringing in dust through your doors and windows.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So one more time, we have about 10 seconds left. How do people get a hold of you? What's the phone number? What's the website?
You can go to climatechproair.com. You can request us there, or you can follow us on Facebook. That's easy to do, and our phone number is 850-857-4700.
All right, Travis Thompson from Climatech. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, sir.